you will find, if you begin to explore the various sort of podcasts that we do here, that we have one called Famous Scousers, which I think you can sort of guess from the title basically what the content is. Yes, that's right. We talk about Famous Scousers. Yes, who'd have thought that? You know, we are a bit of an endangered species here as Scousers, because if you take a look at how the BBC is changing, and now you have lots of accents, you know, lots of people here in Spain are saying to me, oh, I remember the old days when all the people on the BBC had the same accent. Very easy to understand them. And now I listen to the radio and all these strange accents, and I find it terribly difficult to understand. This is the Spanish people saying this, by the way. And I say, yeah, but it's so great. It's so liberating. It's democracy in action. It's you know, you can't have the BBC, which is, you know, the number one media organization in the country, only representing one bit of the population, less than 5% of the population. You have to have real people. And if you listen to the BBC now, this is how British people really speak. But the problem is, we do have lots of accents on the BBC, but we don't have enough Scousers. I think we need more Scousers. We have Scousers when we're talking about football or something, but there aren't that many Scousers sort of doing continuity or presentation. You know, this is BBC One in a Scouse accent. It's never going to happen, is it? And I think it's a shame. So in a way, we are a bit endangered. Sort of reminds me of an episode from Grange Hill when Ziggy left. And of course, he was the famous Scouser from Grange Hill. And somebody joked about they were doing a collection because Mr. Bronson was also leaving at the same time. And they were talking about doing collections, and somebody joked about doing a Save a Scouse. And they all thought it was quite humorous. But it's kind of true. I think we are endangered as Scousers here. So we have to do what we can to help save them. And we thought, well, why not have a program called, you know, Famous Scousers, so put us back on the map. And the first episode we did, but it didn't sort of last very long because we didn't have a lot of information about it. We did Dominic Purcell, who you may know as being Lincoln. He plays Lincoln in Prison Break. Yes, he's a Scouser. Now, it's difficult to find sort of information to confirm this, but basically I did the research and found out, I think he's from Wallasey, I believe, but he's from somewhere across the River Mersey, from Liverpool. He's on the Wirral, or he was born on the Wirral somewhere, and he got a green card, he won the lottery thing, and he went to LA. But basically, you know, I don't think he spent a lot of time in Britain. He's sort of more Australian than anything, but he was born a Scouser. He is a Scouser, and you know, when you're born a Scouser, you're a Scouser all your life. You can't hide it. It's there forever. It's in the genes. And he is a Scouser, basically, because of course, although Scousers these days, they, you know, if you're not from Liverpool, they say, oh, you're not a proper Scouser. Or if you're not from Liverpool, but you sort of say I'm a Scouser, they call you a plastic Scouser, or a professional Scouser, or a fake Scouser. But basically, strictly speaking, if you're from Merseyside, then you are a Scouser. That's true. You can't take that away from you. That's your inheritance, your birthright. And Lincoln Burrows, a.k.a. Dominic Purcell, is one of the highest profile Scousers we have. The other one is the one from Sex in the City, of course. But there are quite a few famous Scousers. Sometimes you don't think that they're Scousers. Austin Powers is sort of half Scouse, because one of his parents was a Scouser. So it's amazing. When you start doing the sort of research, it's amazing what you discover. There are more Scousers than you could possibly imagine, but we're sort of hidden away. And I think we need to see them, sort of out in the open. So anyway, we're doing our Save a Scouse, or Save a Scouser, Famous Scousers podcast. But so far, we've only done one episode. But more episodes, I think we should do in the future. Definitely.